Jersey Sandacock. And Jersey went to the West Bank in May 2002 and joined the ISM. She eventually arrived back in Britain on July the 6th after spending 8 days on hunger strike in an Israeli prison. Jersey. The principle behind the international solidarity movement is simple. If the UN won't do it, we'll do it ourselves. Calls to provide international protection for the Palestinian people under occupation have been persistently ignored or blocked by Israel and the US. Whilst the UN consistently fails to perform even the minimum of its duty towards a people oppressed by a state which acts in complete defiance of international law or the norms of human conduct. This is not good enough. We will not stand by and allow the Palestinian people to be subjected to this inhumane occupations while our governments are silent. A serving Israeli soldier wrote recently to the International Solidarity Movement, or ISM. He describes himself as not a pacifist, or worse, a left-winger. And this is what he had to say. ISMers keep Sharon and Mofaz's IDF and lunatic settlers from carrying out ethnic cleansing. These ISM kids are my heroes. They save lives. They are practicing the purest form of what the great rabbis called Tikkun Olam, repair the world. As a Jew, I owe a terrible debt to the humanity of these volunteer peacemakers who are paying my tab with their blood. It is not our intention to pay the tab in this way, but every ISM volunteer faces that possibility. On March the 16th, Rachel Corrie was crushed to death by an Israeli Army D9 bulldozer. Shortly afterwards, Brian Avery was shot in the face. The bullet split his tongue in two and removed most of one cheek. He has up to a year of reconstructive surgery ahead of him. And then Tom Hodel. Tom was shot in the back of the head whilst trying to take three Palestinian children to safety, away from unprovoked Israeli sniper fire. Tom is still on life support in Beersheba. His brain is irreparably damaged, and he is not expected to survive. Rachel and Tom would be the first to say that their lives are no more important than that of any Palestinian. And this is true. But in one very important sense, it is not. The Palestinians have only the failed, corrupt diplomacy of the UN as their protection. We have our governments. And we're waiting, still waiting for the US government to act on the death of Rachel Corrie. Still waiting for the UK government to condemn the shooting of Tom Herndl. Ian Hook's family are still waiting for an investigation into his killing last November. And the family of James Miller, who was shot dead whilst waving a white flag and clearly marked as a journalist. They are just starting the long and painful process of having his killing recognised as a crime by a British government which consistently refuses to condemn or investigate the deliberate targeting of British citizens by an Israeli army which continues to act with impunity. ISM are not giving up. Hundreds of people of all faiths and all nations are travelling to Palestine to work with them this summer. If you'd like to join them, or if you'd like to support their work by donating cash or equipment, especially laptops and video cameras, there are people leafleting here today, and we have a stall right in the centre on the back wall. Pick up a leaflet, find out how to contact us. You can join us at the Rave Against the Occupation tonight at Sahara Nights near King's Cross Station, where there'll be a showing of Leila Samsur's film, Jeremy Hardy versus the Israeli Army, a documentary about ISM. That documentary is being shown again in London on June the 8th and will be touring the country this summer. We're running preparation days in the UK for people who want to go to Palestine to work with ISM. I'm pleased to say that the preparation day in London tomorrow is massively overbooked. We will cope with all the numbers that turn up tomorrow, but we put on another day in London at the end of this month and other days coming up in Birmingham and Manchester. Pick up a leaflet, speak to one of the volunteers at the store, or find us on the internet. We will not be intimidated. We will continue to support Palestinians in non-violent resistance. We will stand in the way of Israel's crimes against the Palestinian people.